are.
The phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to News Talk 1400 KQMS. I'm Carl Bott. And our phone lines here are 221-1402, and it's November 4th. It's your chance to vote today. And if you don't do it, then you don't have anything to say about the next 4 years. Hey, I'm joined today by my producer, Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Carl.
And, of course, by my beautiful partner, Linda Bott.
Good morning. Oh.
What?
It is election day.
It is.
And we are
day.
Voting today. We didn't do this. We had a great call yesterday about a gentleman who said, what happened to the first Tuesday of November being voting day?
Yeah, you know, people, they say, I saw where, like, they've got 98,000 people in Shasta County that have registered to vote. It's a new record. And, like, 53,000 of them have already are voting by mail or voting, already voted. And that, to me,
000,
how much?
36,000.
Have returned.
Have already ballots.
Returned. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, see, and they have the right to do that, but here's my problem with that is, so they voted 2 or 3 weeks ago, and a lot of things come out in those last 2 or 3 weeks. And,
well,
as the gentleman says, that there's a lot of people, too, that can use this to defraud our electoral process. Now, the thing about that is our electoral process was set up, you know, to make it easy for people to vote, not realizing that both parties are a bunch of scumbags and will do anything they can to get the advantage of,
well, we
of each other.
We were talking about that on the way here today about the days of honor.
Yeah.
Your word was your bond, and that, you know, I grew up with that. Your handshake, that's what my folks were, you know, your word is your bond. And so today, we take great pride. I mean, not to put down people who voted 2 or 3 weeks ago. There's nothing wrong with that, or even
no,
a couple
not
days
at all.
Ago. It's the people who are dishonestly in there, illegally doing things that just take the whole, make it a scam.
That's right. You know, when you look at.
And a sham.
Yeah, and look in Florida. Florida was settled by something like 500 votes. And the Democrats saw that. And. And as did the Republicans. And so when we start talking about, registering people and somebody, oh, it's only 1,000 or maybe it's, you know, like 2,000 people that are registered illegally and vote illegally, guess what? Within a close election in some of these states, that makes the difference. That made the difference on whether it was Gore or Bush
as
president.
I wonder when David Letterman voted.
Oh, David Letterman? You mean David Letterman, the comedian? I mean David Letterman, the man is a self-licking ice cream cone, who's done nothing but be on TV his entire life, that vilifies a genuine war hero like John McCain, who calls a governor of one of the states of Alaska, you know, the state of Alaska, pokes nothing but fun at them and cuts them down. David Letterman? That David Letterman?
Well, we talked about the days of when Johnny Carson, he could poke fun, but he did it in such a classy way. It was funny. And it wasn't a smear.
Well, that's the thing, is Johnny Carson, who was an icon for late night entertainment. Nobody's ever been as popular as him. And one of the things he said was, yes, I poke fun, but I don't get mean about it. Well, Letterman and Leno and several others, they are mean. They're nasty. And the way you destroy somebody is at first, you know, you tear them down. And you tear them down by poking fun at them all the time. And, of course, the Hollywood community, not all of them, but the Hollywood community and the TV industry decided to tear down McCain and Palin. And they did a good job of it. But that's just, you know, that's just one of the things we're going to talk about. We have a guest today, and we've got a number of things we want to talk about here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Bott. Call us at 221-1402 and join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
You're calling me about this Saturday.
Yes, we've got to let the people of Shasta County know that there's going to be a terrific Shasta County Veterans Day parade The venue is going to be Shasta Lake, Shasta Dam Boulevard. We're going to have a C-17 flyover.
Wow.
At 10:10. The theme of this year's parade is Freedom's Thunder, and we plan on having 1,000 motorcycles in the parade.
Well, I'll tell you what, 1,000 motorcycles will get me all excited since we're all planning to ride in that with the Patriot Guard. But this is our big Veterans Day parade, and the only one in Shasta County, isn't it?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, it's the largest parade north of Fresno, and Fresno has the largest Veterans Day parade in the United States.
Wow.
Right now, I was talking to Elmer Ellsworth and Ed Greer last night from the Lions Club, and we have over 70 entries, so that's very exciting. Of course, we're going to honor the North State firefighters this year and thank them for saving the North State during the terrible fires we had. We've got a great lineup of parade dignitaries. Our Grand Marshal is Candy Feilich, and she'll have her family there, all Marines, of course.
Of course.
Milt Staley will be representing World War II. Leroy Neuenfeld will be representing Korea. Steve Allman will be representing Vietnam. Mr. John Kladopoulos will be representing the Gulf War. And Mike Walker, who happens to be a Green Beret, will be representing the Global War on Terror. And last but certainly not least, Bill Shaddish, Dr. William Shaddish, will be representing the POWs.
Right. And I noticed you mentioned that Green Beret because that's what you were.
Yeah, that's correct.
And in fact, I know that your brother was in the Marines.
Yes, sir.
And your family is a patriotic family, and of course the lady with all of her sons in the Marine Corps.
Yep.
You know what? And let me tell our listeners this: is that this parade is, even though it's being sponsored by a number of people, the reason it's happening is because of John Kluckner.
Oh no, the. The veterans, everybody has really gotten involved this year, Carl. The Lions Club, God bless them.
Hey, John, let me. Everybody is, but you have been a driving force. Everything that starts needs a driving force. It needs somebody out there as the point man. And the point man isn't always the best place to be, as we all know who've been out there before. Let us thank you for this. And, yes, everybody has come through. Everybody has been supportive. The Lions have been so great. Everybody has. But you've been the one that's been pushing on this, and the community needs to know that. And the community needs to come out to Shasta Lake because it's going to be a great parade, and the weather looks great.
Yeah, the weather does. I've got to mention one more thing, if I might, Carl, because
sure.
Remember that Veterans Day is November the 11th.
That's
and,
right.
And this year we've got a fantastic program that's going to be at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and that starts at 11 a.m. on November the 11th.
That's right.
11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And everyone is going to want to go out there and see this program. We have tents, we have seating, and it's going to be one terrific program honoring our living veterans.
That's right. And I have the honor of being the master of ceremonies out
there
that day. And we are going to be pushing it because, you know what, this is your chance to thank the veterans. These are the veterans that fought through all the wars that didn't ask questions. That they went out there and did what they were told. It did what they were told. That was to support our country, to defend our country, and that they need to be thanked for that. Those are our brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, and this is your chance to thank them. Is to come out there for this ceremony. It's going to last about an hour, but you get to say thank you, and that's all the veterans want. That's all, you know. A thank you. That's enough.
Yeah, and like I said, it's going to be a very, very entertaining program. We're going to have some great speakers and some very patriotic events.
Absolutely.
Well, I thank you very much, Carl, for taking my call, and God bless you, and hope to see everybody in Shasta County, Northern California, at the Veterans Day activities this year.
Well, you're going to see me on our – you'll see Linda and I on a bike, and she's going to be carrying that Marine Corps flag.
Okay.
With pride.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, John. I want to bring up last night about 2:20, 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it was a earthquake.
Well, a tremor. I'm not sure what it was, but I got to tell you, I felt it, and I thought, well, maybe I was just having a nightmare. But I thought, could this possibly be an earthquake? And it was.
It was, and there's probably a reason for that. Karen, what do you think it was?
I didn't feel it.
Oh.
I don't know. Out here where we are, it's we're east of Reading. And we haven't felt most of the earthquakes.
I didn't know we had earthquakes here. You know what I think it is?
What's that?
It was a earthquake of change. California is voting for McCain today.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, okay.
He's so great.
My producer just fell on the ground again, you know.
Okay, I have a list of things that I've put together that I use cows to illustrate the difference between some of the types of government.
Oh,
I call it cowisms.
Okay, Karen,
yes.
I've got to take a quick break here, and I can't wait to hear this.
Okay.
Okay, so if you can just wait till after we have this break, I will bring you back on, okay? Hello? Karen?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come right back to you. Hey, this is Carl Botta, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, this is Carl Bond. Welcome back to News Talk, 1400 KQMS here at 221-1402. Okay, Karen.
Okay.
Talk to me about cows.
All right. Socialism is you have two cows.
Uh-huh.
The government takes one cow and gives it to your neighbor.
Okay.
Communism, you have two cows. Give both cows to the government, and they may give you some of the milk.
Okay.
Fascism, you have two cows. You give all of the milk to the government, and the government sells it. Nazism, you have two cows. The government shoots you and takes both cows. Anarchism, you have two cows, keep both of the cows, shoot the government agent, and steal another cow. And capitalism, you have two cows. Sell one cow and buy a bull.
There you go. Well, that kind of breaks it down for the North State.
Really simple.
I know, when you said anarchy, Kelly got all excited. That's because Kelly's never been shot at.
Ah. Let alone shooting a government agent.
Well, I tell you what, our government agents, again, like I said, we had that earthquake this morning.
Yeah.
So, I know, I of course, sleep through earthquakes.
Hey, Karen, did you vote already or are you voting today?
Not yet, but I certainly am.
So you don't mind standing in line today, whatever it takes, you're voting on the day.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like to go and walk in there and put my mark on the paper instead of...
Yeah, so do I. I like
Me
that.
Me too.
I like going in there and then looking at these different propositions and all that.
There is one other thing, too. My daughter's first time she voted, she was at college, so she had to do a mail-in, and they didn't count her vote.
Why?
Because they don't count mail-in votes unless the number is enough to maybe make a difference in the race, yeah.
Well, how about that?
So they don't count mail-in votes in California. Unless they get enough mail-ins that it might change the vote from whoever's ahead.
So if you have, let's just say then, is that you've got 36,000 mail-in votes here in Shasta County. I think that's what Kelly said. And so if it came down to the fact there was a 5,000 difference, then they're going to count them. Is that correct? And
yeah.
But if it's over that, then it won't. So.
Right.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Karen, thank you so much for your phone call and about cows. You know, that kind of breaks it down. That makes it simple for all the rest of us.
Very enlightening.
There are several teachers that I've given this to. One is in Alaska.
Oh, very enlightening. Thank you, Karen, for your call today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom, good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to get a copy of that. That's pretty good. That's almost better than the little red hen story. Say, this is the big day.
This is it.
And I know McCain has been hoping to pull out of the hat at the last minute and have the biggest upset since 1948. But I got my doubts. The polls this morning, all the tracking polls show the gap is down to about 6%, and I think that's just too much to try to close. So either everybody's lying to the polls, or we're going to have the biggest upset since Truman defeated Dewey. You know, I went back and did a little research. And there weren't as many polls back then, and they did in 48, and they did not have quite the sophisticated way of doing it, and computers and all that. And on election day, they had Dewey up 5% over Truman, Gallup and Harris poll.
Yeah.
And it was actually the other way around. Truman beat Dewey by about 5%.
Yeah, there was even the New York Times had on the on their letterhead, it said, Dewey defeats Truman.
That was the Chicago Chicago Tribune.
Okay, Chicago Tribune.
You got to understand back in those days that most of rural America was Democrat.
Yeah.
And they couldn't count votes as quick as they did. And Dewey was winning on the East. And it looked like he had it in the bag. And Truman carried many of the Western states that Republicans in recent years have carried, and he carried California. In fact, in 1948, that was the last year California went Democrat, except for the Goldwater, 64, when all Goldwater carried was a few southern states. California was solidly, for president anyway, Republican until 1992, and now it's gone totally the other way.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the things that I think we all need to address is that, you know, this is a big state, lots of people voting on it, and the fact that it's a winner-take-all in the Electoral College is kind of bothersome to me, that if you've got 54% that vote one way, then that means your 46% votes don't count. Why don't we do a percentage of the Electoral College?
I don't know. You got some time for me to explain the Electoral College. Let me do that tomorrow.
Okay, why don't you call in and we can talk about it, because tomorrow will be a good time for it.
I tell you, there is a possibility, and I don't want to see a repeat of 2000.
No, nobody does.
At all. But there is a possibility, if McCain wins, that he could receive the magic 270 and plus, and still lose a popular vote by quite a margin. And I'll explain that tomorrow if that happens.
Okay, all right. Hey.
But I think one of the problems that has happened, and it's usually a sign of desperation on the part of a candidate, is when they go real negative. And I believe that's what hurt Gore. He got so negative and kind of downright obnoxious about it in the end, and Bush kind of kept sort of cool in 2000.
Yeah.
Hey,
Tom, I've got
to hand it to him. He is smooth. And McCain, I think, could have run a better campaign.
Hey, Tom, I'm sorry. I've got to break in on you here because we got to take a quick break. I sure appreciate that phone call. Yeah, and call us back tomorrow with this about the Electoral College. Anyway, hey, this is Carl Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Tom, accept my apology, but we go to a hard break at 7:30. And when we do, I have to cut everything off because it comes in. We have outside feeds that come in. All right. It is election day today. This is your chance. This is your chance to go out and make a difference. Now, but one of the things about the Electoral College, and we'll talk about this tomorrow, we'll talk about it at some point, is that it's at how many votes you get to Electoral College. It isn't a popular vote. If I remember correctly, Gore won the popular vote in 2000, but lost on the Electoral College. And it all came down to 500 votes in Florida.
We want to remind you tonight we're going to be on Hilltop at the Holiday Inn, and we're going to be covering from the Republican headquarters there. We'll be live interviewing people, talking about it. It's going to be exciting all over our country. It is today. Numerous people standing in lines. We're lucky it's beautiful here in Reading, because I know that right after the show we're going to vote.
We're going to vote. We're going to have have a cup of coffee or something and go and stand in line and then vote on all of our...
You can get a free cup of coffee today.
What?
You can get free coffee.
Where?
Starbucks.
When?
You just go in there and ask them for free coffee and they'll give it to you.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe that's why that big line was at Starbucks mm-hmm. today.
Yeah.
Get free coffee. Is it any kind or just regular coffee?
I don't know. Try to get something fancy.
I wonder who Starbucks is voting for.
Well, let's go to the phones and see if our caller voted today, is going to vote today.
Art, good morning.
Yeah, hi, Carl. I put mine in the mail a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
The reason I'm giving you a ring is because I want to look ahead on Prop 8, which I think is probably the most important thing on the ballot for Californians, and it's simply this. We have a radical leftist Supreme Court down south here who's already thrown out the last 4 million plurality vote on a man and a woman defined as marriage. If Prop 8 passes today, and from what I can find out, it looks like it will do that, not by as great a majority as it did a couple of decades back, I don't have any doubt whatsoever that this same Supreme Court will find a uncrossed T or an undotted I, and they'll do the same damn thing all over again. And my solution is this. The only way you rid yourself of these radical leftists is you remove them, just like we did Rose Byrd and the Supremes a couple of three decades back when they threw out every death penalty bill that came their way. And a referendum process can put these Supreme Court justices up for a decision by the people. I think that's where this is really going to end, because I expect them to find another reason to overturn this vote if it goes for us.
Well, you know, I tell you what, the thing about Proposition 8 is that, and I can understand the anger, and I can understand the consternation on both sides, but the anger being is that there was a vote. And the vast majority of the people did vote. I mean, if you had a 61-40 for a presidential vote, I mean, that's a slam dunk. And then the courts changed this. Now, you know, but that's part of the check and balance system. Now, this Proposition 8 writes it into the Constitution, from what I understand. Now, can they change that? I'm not sure. Can the people change the Constitution after that? And I believe they can. It can be a congressional referendum. But the other thing, too, is what you said. It is very interesting about being able to take out justices by a referendum and then voting them out.
Absolutely.
It's like
that's
anybody.
The last
nobody.
The people, Carl.
Yeah. You know, and unfortunately, you get people in there that's appointed for life that, you know, sometimes they don't make the best decisions. And maybe they don't, you know, they don't reflect the will of the people. However, sometimes the will of the people isn't always correct.
Remember this, if I can,
sure.
In the few moments I have.
Sure.
The only prayer people like you and me and millions of others have is at the ballot.
Yep.
And the left found out a long time ago that if they cannot win at the ballot, they can win in the judicial system. And that's why they appoint these people to override popular decisions, and that's why these people have to be accountable to us through an initiative system that removes them. We've done it once. I would tell all Californians to prepare to do it again, because I think that's where we're going to end up.
Well, that's, you know, that's very possible, Art. Hey, thank you so much for your phone call.
Keep talking, buddy. I like you on the air.
Thanks.
Bye.
Can you imagine, though, what it must feel like for the individual college student to put their vote in and it's not counted the first time, to feel like I'm going to make a difference because my person, one vote, and doesn't get counted? I think there's something wrong with this picture.
Well, you know, the thing about that is, too,
it makes me mad.
Is what about yesterday? One of our callers comes in and says that there has to be special legislation so the military can vote. You know, so that gets counted. I mean, that is so absolutely wrong on that. But you're right. You know, we're not going to vote and not have it counted. But then that goes back to our electoral college system that I believe in California, that we should have, instead of a winner take all, it should be by percentage. Why should 45% of our votes not count? It shouldn't be like that. It should be by percentage. It should be okay if 60% of the state goes Democratic, which is, you know, that's fine. I mean, that's individuals. Why does the other 40%, most of whom live up here, not have a say in what's going on? I don't understand that part.
That was a great call from Art, though.
He's
so articulate and gives you really pause for thought.
You know, one of the other things we do, too, is that we do talk about the things that are going on in North State. And by the way, Karen's call about cows, that was good. I mean, that breaks it down so that even Kelly and I can understand that. Of course, Kelly's still excited about the anarchy thing. But there's something else going on, too, this weekend. It's the gun owners of California are having their first big dinner up here, and they're having raffles. It's going to be Saturday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. I have cocktails starting at 4:30 and dinner at 6 p.m. There's going to be raffles, so you can get yourself a weapon there for a raffle, and the tickets are on sale. You need to call Patrick Jones down at Jones Fort, 530-222-3223. And Linda and I are probably going to be there at least for the cocktail hour, because we're going to the Marine Corps Ball right after that. Especially if we can get in free and get free cocktails from Patrick. Nobody gets anything free from Patrick. You know, being one of the councilmen, he keeps voting no on spending money for anything, which, hey, is good in a lot of ways.
Well, there's two Marine Corps balls, of course. We've got the one on Saturday night and the one on Monday night, the 8th and the 10th. Where you're going to be keynote speaker at both. Isn't that interesting that we have two Marine Corps balls here in the North State, in Reading?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's the kind of thing that different areas that they're having like that. Of course, November 10th is the Marine Corps birthday. And November 10th will be, and I hate to say it for everybody, is that we will have a lot of Marines on this show next Monday. talking about the Marine Corps and what we've been doing for the last 200
and we'll know
years.
At that point who our Commander-in-Chief is.
That's right.
So, hey, we want you to call us at 221-1402. Let's give us your insight, if you've already voted, what your experience has been.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is that should our vote, you know, which of these propositions are really getting to you? Like, you know, of course, Proposition 8, we know about that. But what about Proposition 12, letting the veterans get a better break on mortgages? And what about Proposition, and I think it's, which one? I'm not sure which one this is. 11, which is changing the district so that the politicians don't make the districts up. Somebody needs to call in, and we can talk about that one, too. Now, this is Carl Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. KQMS. Okay, hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, one of the best things about being on this show is that, you know, callers come in and they say things, and then when they hear things on the radio, they go, "Oh, let me check on this." Well, somebody called the County Register of Voters, Kathy Darling, about this: do absentee ballots count? And let me tell you that absolutely every absentee ballot that arrives at the county clerk is counted. That's why it takes a while, especially in counties, to get the final numbers out. So that really just made all of us feel really good.
That was a clarification we all needed to hear.
Yeah, because I thought, well, that's kind of strange. You know, then we say, well, maybe it's because if it's over to a certain amount. But no, it's counted. Every one of them's counted. At that, even the National News Services sometimes make mistakes on this. So for our caller that called in about her daughter, feel better. Her vote did count. Marcy, good morning.
Hi, Carl. I appreciate your program and what you do. I am the one who called down to the Registrar of Voters.
Oh, okay.
Or one of the ones, anyway. I just could not believe my vote was not going to be counted. I was really upset.
Well, you know,
I called down there, and they said, yes, of course your vote does count as long as it's there on time and properly filled out.
Well, Marcy, thank you so much. And you know what? As soon as you called, and this is the great thing about this, is that Kathy then called the station and said, hey, you know that.
Oh, well, good.
Because we weren't, you know, I found that hard to believe, but then I thought maybe there's some reason or something.
Yeah, well, I did too. I was trying to justify it, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to call and see. So
absolutely.
Keep on keeping on, because I love what you stand for.
Well, thank you so much, Marcy.
We stand together.
Well, thank you. We do stand together.
That just gave me chills.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Sharon.
Hey, speaking of standing together, I must say, you know, I mailed in my ballot very late last week just to make sure they got it in time. I tried to wait so I heard as much as I could, knowing, you know, where I really should vote. But regardless, it's the first time I ever did that. I don't think I'll ever do it again.
How come?
Well, you know, because I want to stand in line with everybody else. I want to walk through that door. I want to go to that voting booth. I want to, you know, punch out my little Chad. You know, it's such a warm, proud moment, and I don't get to share that. All I got to do was spend extra postage and stick it in the mailbox. And, you know, part of being an American is standing together with everybody. And I just, you know, I'll never do that again.
Well, you know what, Sharon? That's absolutely true. You know, the gentleman that called yesterday and said, hey, aren't we supposed to vote on the first Tuesday in November? Absolutely. And then everybody trying to avoid the rush. And I tell the story, I'm going to tell it again, is that in Iraq, women marched down the streets arm in arm, crying and scared and frightened, being told that they were going to be killed if they voted.
Right.
And they went down there together, singing their songs, reinforcing each other, went down to vote, the biggest day in their lives. And our people in this country, if it was raining today, I guarantee you 10% or 15% wouldn't show up.
Right. Well, we take it so easy in this country. We take things for granted. And, you know, your show helps bring all that back as far as, you know, what people are sacrificing for each and every one of us. And anyway, I just wanted to know, let everyone know that, you know, there really is something to going down there and voting. And I appreciate the mail-in ballots. I think it's great for a lot of people, but I don't think I'll ever use them again.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Sharon.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Kim.
Happy Election Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, it's here.
Yes,
this is
here.
It.
Yeah, you know, it is such a privilege. Such a privilege to vote. See, I am chosen to be a citizen in the United States. And the day that I became a citizen and I registered to vote, and I have never missed it. And because my late husband been so ill, and I chose to vote by the absentee ballot, and it is really worked out for me, and it is wonderful. And a lot of people in America, they take it for granted.
You know, you're absolutely right, Kim. And you know, you're one of the givers in this county, in this community. And you're right. You know, the absentee ballot is the only way that many can vote, and I'm not taking that away at all. For me, the most important thing is voting, no matter how you do it, and to vote, and to, you know, and to have a say in our government. You know, this is the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
You bet you. And no other country is as great as America.
And no matter what our problems are, no matter what it is that this country can come together, and we can solve anything. If we put
exactly.
our minds
we
to it.
We have the resource. We have everything. God has just showered the United States with all kinds of good things.
Hey, Kim, are we going to see you at election headquarters tonight?
Yes.
All right.
And the, another thing, I'd like to remind a lot of American women, a lot of the country, women don't have a voice in the matter.
That's right.
And this country, you know, you do have a voice, and you do count. And I wish the more women register to vote and go out vote.
Well, you know what? Women, you know, women swing a big stick in this country, and I don't think people realize that.
And I did register lots of women in my beauty shop.
There you go,
to
Kim.
To vote.
Kim, we love you.
And see, have a great day, and we'll see you tonight.
Absolutely,
okay,
Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
God bless you guys.
Thank you, Kim.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay, look, we've got to take a quick break here. Here's Carl Botta, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines are backed up. Keep calling, people. We'll get you on. Hey, this is Carl Botta, and welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. First of all, before we go to the phones and they're locked up, is one of our main players here at KQMS, Dwayne Davis. Had a baby last night. His wife had a baby last night.
They had a baby.
They had a baby, 9 pounds. And guess what?
Nine pounds, 10 ounces, or five ounces.
Almost
after
10.
Nine, I mean, whoa.
Oh, yeah, it's like, you know, like football time.
And so cute, a smile on her face.
It looks like his wife, because obviously Dwayne's not cute. Anyway, hey, Dwayne, congratulations from all of us, and what a great job, what a great-looking baby you have. Gary, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what can we do?
I was wondering, after I get off the phone, if you could explain why they say they're only going to count 5% of the military vote. And you know, if the Democrats needed those votes, they would be fighting tooth and tongue that every military vote would be counted.
I think what it is that they do count, is that they had to brought out that's a lot of them weren't counted because they weren't filled out correctly, or they didn't get in on time, and I think that was the reason for legislation. I don't think anybody wants to keep the military out, and I understand what you're saying, though it seems like it. But I would think that any military vote that comes in absentee ballots, and we do them a month early, should count.
And if
they get there, I believe they do count. But you know what? I'm gonna research this today, and I'm gonna talk about this tomorrow.
Well, also, like you said, the last 2 weeks of an election, they may have voted one way or the other, but they really don't have all the facts. So I don't think the military should have to send their votes in until election day, even though that would clog up the machinery. They'd have all the facts.
Well, that's true, except for one thing, is when you're deployed, as so many thousands are, hundreds of thousands, is that there's no way really for them to vote like that on the same day. You have to do it that way because they don't have computer access, and unless they would do something that they would vote, there's just no way to do that. I mean, if they're here in the States, it's just like everybody else, but when you're out on a ship or you're out in a combat zone, you just can't do it. But hey, I've got to move on. Jerry, okay. Thank you so much for your phone call. Mary, we've got about 30 seconds.
Okay, I'd like to talk about bonds.
Okay.
The bonds we voted in last time, we never found out how much they affected our state budget deficit this year.
Okay.
And I think that we should have that information before we vote more bonds. They come out of the general fund, and they're a big debt hanging over our heads.
Okay, that's a good call. Now, Proposition 12 for the veterans is a bond issue.
Oh, yeah, that's a different thing.
That's a different thing.
That one pays itself off. That's no problem.
That's never cost the state of California a penny.
So the other bonds are going to come out of our general fund.
Absolutely. Mary, great call. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Ron.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, Carl, that just voted. No lines to speak of. Lots of good attitudes there, and get people out and vote. They got plenty of room in those polling places, and go for it.
Yeah, you know, one of our disc jockeys just came in, Ryan, and he has his little "I voted," and this is the first time he's voted in a while because he had to get a provisional because it had expired. But he had his ID with him. He walked in. They took his address. He voted. And he said, just like you, the lines aren't out there. It's a great day. And if you don't vote, then there's something wrong for you. Thanks, Ron.
There you go.
Bye. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, if you don't vote today, that's a slap in my face. You want to slap my face, you come up to me and slap me in public. And because my Marines, my Army, my Navy, my Air Force, Coast Guard, those men and women are out there. And they have been since the conception of this country to give us that vote. That was one of the reasons that this country was formed, so we could have a freedom of speech and that freedom to vote and that freedom of assembly and have the right to bear arms. And every time that somebody comes in and tries to take that away from you, this country has stood up. This country has stood up for other people throughout the world. And the only thing we've ever asked from them, you know, we've never asked for territory. The only territory we've ever asked for in these countries that we have fought for their freedom is a place to bury our honored dead. We haven't asked for that. We're not a country that comes in and just takes things. We do things. We may, you know, we may be misguided at times. Maybe we've wavered off the course, but we always come back on there. And you know why? Because every 4 years, we get to vote. Every 2 years, we get to vote for our congressman. And if we don't like what our people have done, the people that we elected, our fellow Americans, then guess what? We fire them. Just like you would somebody in anything. We're not customers. And that was a great call yesterday. We're not customers. We're the bosses. But we're not the boss unless we vote. You got to do that. So, if nothing else, if you do nothing else today, get out of the house. Go down there. Vote. Take your friends with you. This is Carl Bott and Linda Bott. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Ask me for a country.